Which Avenger is the best gardener? The Hulk, because of his green thumb. Every time I... I don't understand. And it is driving me crazy. Is a green thumb a farming term? And it is because Hulk is green? But... Guys! Hi. Welcome to Metox. Hope you're all having an amazing day. We are in Everything MCU, episode number 15. It's hands down safe to say that right now, Everything MCU is the biggest and best series on the show, I think. It has the most episodes by far. I think other than Everything MCU, maybe I predict it's tied with Nonsense back in season one or one of the sports series, but 12 episodes was when season one cut off. And then of course, you know, we picked this up back in season three, Everything MCU, and these are getting really good listens. But guys, we are here and I'm going to be, hold on, let me back up. So I know I wanted to do something special because it's Everything MCU number 15. It's the 15th episode. So many great things have happened in 15. You turned 15 years old. Like, a lot. A lot of kids have turned 15. 2015, what a great year that was. Right? Yeah, exactly. We're on the same page. I know we are. Anyway, 15, I wanted to do something special, so I put a bunch of awesome creators that probably don't know. If you do, that'd be amazing. But, so I kind of... I got some contacts and some of my sister's friends, and Matt is back in this episode. He was in Everything MCU number 14. But anyway, I held this big kind of recording session with a bunch of content creators, and we just kind of talked about WandaVision and everything, and it was really fun. But before that, I'm going to talk about some Spider-Man No Way Home plot ideas, because I kind of put a lot of work into it, and they're pretty cool. And then we're going to wrap it up with a Marvel.com article talking about Anthony Mackie on his next chapter as Falcon. Because we have like 2 weeks until Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And that, I cannot stop rewatching that trailer. It is so good. It's so clean. But yeah, alright. Enough of the chit chat. Let's get into Spider-Man No Way Home plot predictions. All right, guys. Thank you very much for not going anywhere. So, I put in a lot of work, and guys, I did not use New Rock Stars for this. I usually, if you know, they're amazing, and I'm just like to spread it and give my feedback on their predictions for stuff. But I completely came up with this idea. I mean, okay, you know, there's rumors about all this stuff, but I think I made this pretty original. So we have some things where we're going to talk about Spider-Man No Way Home, the movie that Marvel just announced is happening, and hopefully I said a trailer would drop, I said April or early May would be my guess. But anyway, we have a little bit of plot predictions, and all the only thing that we can do of the plot, what we have so far, is what I'm talking about. All right, so I started off with what we know, okay? What we know so far from about the story. So at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, dying Mysterio exposes Spider-Man's deepest, darkest secret, which is that he is actually Peter Parker. So now the entire world knows that Spider-Man is Peter Parker. Okay? And now is the big kind of post-credit scene spoiler. And from the title of No Way Home, I think that we can infer that maybe they're on the run. And I think by they, I mean, Peter, MJ, Ned, kind of his friends, maybe Flash. I feel like he's kind of always a secondary character. Never really makes a huge difference. So maybe Flash. Possibly Aunt May. I think now I'm caught up in the Spider-Verse thing. It's really cool, Aunt May. That was really awesome. But anyway, really kind of anyone that could be has some kind of relationship with Peter could be in danger, because now everybody knows his true identity. And next, so since all of the Spider-Man titles so far have home in them, like Homecoming, Far From Home, No Way Home. Sorry, hold on. That could possibly foreshadow something happening to Peter's home, maybe. Or maybe like kind of the world in general as his home. And I've kind of you'll hear me talk about this on the next segment where it's the super collab. But I've kind of I think that Secret Invasion, the show coming in like a year or two maybe for Disney Plus and Marvel, it's about the Skrulls. I think it's going to be one of those shows where it's going to just explain everything. Like maybe the Skrulls are invading home, and that could kind of have a little tie-in with Spider-Man and Skrulls. And now, if you haven't seen the last WandaVision, I don't know, you should watch it and then come back. I was going to say, I don't know why you're here, but everybody's welcome. Yay. Another point. There are Skrulls at the end. So I think they're slowly making their way. And I think Secret Invasion is going to be one of those shows that ties all that in. We're not talking about Secret Invasion. We're talking about Spider-Man No Way Home. So anyway, that could possibly mean something happening to Peter's home or possibly the world, in general. So that's kind of what I mean. But one of the big things that everybody is talking about this movie is the possibility of the Sinister Six making their arrival in the MCU. Okay? But here's the deal. There is no Sinister Six without Mysterio. Which brings me to my next point. This is how Mysterio could still be alive. Okay? And it is very easy. So throughout all of Spider-Man Far From Home, I think we couldn't really tell which, I mean, we couldn't really tell what was real and what Mysterio was making us see with his like projections and stuff. So I mean, so if we didn't know what was real or fake, like when he disguised himself as Nick Fury, like I think he could have faked his death rather easily. I mean, that's what we saw all movie was him tricking like Peter and things like that. So I think he could have faked his death very easily. And even if Mysterio is dead, the movie kind of gave us a cliffhanger to his entire crew, to everybody that he was like that they were working for him. He because they were the one that were actually putting on the like the animations and everything for him. So we never really learned what happened to them. So they can maybe make an impact to that. But other Sinister Six members we have seen already are obviously Mysterio and Vulture from Homecoming. And towards the end of the Venom 2, I think it's what is Venom 2? I think it's called like Let There Be Carnage or something. I don't know what happened in that movie. Anyway, so at the end of towards the end of the Venom 2 trailer, we actually see Vulture teaming up with Carnage. So this is a little far-fetched, but possibly Carnage could be in the Sinister Six. I know he's not, but if he could join the Sinister Six, maybe in replacement for Kraven the Hunter, because I know he's one that was never super cool in my opinion. So I think it'd be kind of easy to have Carnage kind of replace that, and that can become the Sinister Six. We've also heard rumors of Doc Ock being in the movie because of like cast leaks and stuff. But now with WandaVision truly opening the door to the multiverse, kind of at the so now that they're done, maybe okay, again, very far-fetched, but maybe Andrew Garfield's Amazing Spider-Man. You know, there's been Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. So maybe Andrew Garfield's Amazing Spider-Man could be in it, or more importantly, Electro. Okay, because we haven't seen any sign of Electro in the main MCU. So maybe if Electro could come in and he was the main antagonist from Andrew Garfield's Amazing Spider-Man 2. I was really into that movie for a while. But so far, if we are trying to assemble the Sinister Six for Spider-Man No Way Home, that's Vulture, which we've seen isn't alive, which we have seen is alive. Mysterio, which could be alive. And Doc Ock, which is just a rumor, but could be in the movie. Maybe Carnage instead of Kraven the Hunter, because we know Carnage is going to come to the MCU. But then again, Kraven the Hunter seems like one of those people that could be brought in very easily. Like, didn't really need a bunch of storyline. People couldn't, like, question it. So they could bring in Kraven the Hunter very easily. And Electro in case of a crossover. But that is only five. And they're famously called the Sinister Six. And the other one is Sandman. So the only trace of Sandman in the MCU so far was one of Mysterio's projections. I'm pretty sure it was the one that Nick Fury and Maria Hill. We're shooting at in the trailer. I think that was the closest one, but those are just the monsters, like the water one and lava and sand. So I didn't really think Sandman would do that. So that's that. So I would guess a trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home drop April or early May. I've said this before, but that'd be my prediction. And nonetheless, Spider-Man 1 and 2 have done nothing but achieve, like, excellence. Those are one of the most entertaining movies. Like, you know, of course, Endgame and Infinity War were so, like, were so dramatic and just serious. But I feel like Spider-Man, there's action, there's comedy, it's everything. They're one of my favorite movies, so I am very excited for that, and I would expect this upcoming movie to do the exact same, to hit all those bars. So yeah, all right, guys, I'm going to transfer you to the recording I had earlier today with a bunch of the creators, but you're going to have to turn it up because we were all recording this on our own different devices, so it sounded a little weird, so turn your thing up if it isn't already. All right, enjoy this little interview I had with a bunch of creators. All right, guys, so now, since from the last episode, I sat down with my friend Matt, and we talked about WandaVision. But now, since the show of WandaVision is complete, I wanted to hold a big super collab with a bunch of people that my sister and I like to talk Marvel about. So I'm sitting down with Dylan and Haley from the DBNH Talk Show.
Hello.
Hello.
There they are. And then you guys know Matt. I sat with him last week.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah. And then my sister's here. Yeah, so we got a bunch of people here, and you can hear Dylan and Haley's podcast. I'll put that in the description.
Yeah.
Plug everything. So they'll be in the description, and then, you know, my sister and I have a show about The Office, so if you want to listen to those, yeah, it'll be awesome. But we're just going to talk about some WandaVision. It's going to be really fun. So, guys, what do we all think of the finale?
It was really good.
Yeah. So weird. It was intense.
It was good. I liked it, though. How
dare they kill off
Tony? Yeah. And Dylan, Tommy, you're done.
What? No, I'm not happy with the people who chose that. You can't kill off children.
It took me a while to realize it. I'm like, why are they saying such a long goodbye? I'm like, oh, wait, they're shrieking the heck. That's what. Yeah. It was. I liked it, though. Yeah. I feel like the second to last one, episode 7, or no, that was 9. So episode 8 wasn't that good, in my opinion, when they just took him through her past.
Yeah. It was kind of cool to see, like, stuff that you've never seen from Wanda before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, was my favorite, but I think that finale ended off pretty well. All right, so, and the next one is, of course, like, the whole thing is now really open for the multiverse. So what do you guys think, like, how will this kind of impact the rest of the MCU in the upcoming movies?
I don't know. I really don't know.
yeah, we can't really say anything.
I think now people know just how incredible Wanda's powers were, because at first she was just the person who could give people headaches and nightmares and move stuff with her brain, you know? Yeah. But now she's created her whole own universe for herself and her family, and she's controlling thousands of people. So I think now for the rest of the MCU, everything, you're gonna see that Wanda has a lot more power than she did before.
And we do know that Wanda is said to be in Doctor Strange 2. So, I think her villain arc is over. And that wasn't super, like, a big thing, but yeah. I think it'll be super fun. Alright, so for the last one, which my sister and I, we kind of thought didn't really come to, which they set up a bunch, was White Vision. Like,
yeah, what, okay, hold up, what happened to White Vision? So, the fake Vision, the one from, the one from Wanda's imagination. Yeah. Her whole
Scarlet thing. Vision.
So that one fixes, of course, White Vision.
Yeah, and it was fake. So now, so Vision from the Hex is gone, because they had to end the Hex. But
what happened to White Vision?
You guys know?
I don't know.
what do you get?
No one really knows, because all this happened was that he got his memories back from everything that happened, and then he just flew off.
I think we'll see a lot more of Wanda and White Vision together.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, the way to get them back, you know?
Uh-huh. And, yeah, like, now we can kind of say that Vision is alive. Well, it's not really Vision, because the, that's the Mind Stone, right? He doesn't have the Mind Stone in him. Yeah. So, I think there has to be some kind of story with White Vision and Wanda, in my opinion. Because mm-hmm. I can't just leave him to be, like, that's a really good character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, talking about characters, I think, what do you guys think about Monica? Do you think she's going to make an impact further on?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because there was
she's
a name.
Got powers.
There was a name from the comics. I can't remember the name, though.
Spectrum or Photon.
Is that it? Yeah, that sounds right.
One of those two will be her superhero name. Yeah. Spectrum or Photon. One of those two.
I remember Photon from the new Rockstars video. So, yeah, I think because she has powers now, and some say that her powers could be, like, jumping from multiverse to multiverse, because now we know that this finale kind of opened the door, and now the multiverse is really a thing in the MCU.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. So, I have a quick little thing. So, you know, Marvel's making another show. It's in a while. It's called Secret Invasion, and it's about Skrulls, and it was actually in the,
How did I not know about this?
Well, and now that kind of explains the post-credit scene. But so I kind of have a little prediction for that. So I think Secret Invasion is kind of going to be a show that takes place during other shows. Like, I think, because, you know, in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier trailer, there was the Wall of Heads of Skrulls. And I think now with that ending to WandaVision, I think that show is going to, like, be a big, like, explain one. Or just explain, kind of like what Captain Marvel did to the Avengers.
Yeah.
From the end of that.
And I really think that Monica, or whatever we're going to call her now, I think she's going to be a part of that TV show. I really do.
Well, yeah, because...
Yeah.
No, wait, that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, she did grab her at the end. The doctor did, and then she turned into a Skrull. That's right. So, yeah, I think she'll definitely be part of Secret Invasion. That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and lastly, are you guys excited for, like, the upcoming shows? We got Falcon and the Winter Soldier in, like, a week, then Loki and June 11th.
Most excited for Loki.
Loki looks so good.
It is, and it's going to be another 9 episodes, just like WandaVision.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really packed full of stuff.
I can't wait. Loki is, like, one of my favorite characters, you know?
Yeah.
Even though he kind of plays the bad guy, you know, he just kind of is.
Yeah, and so... Devious. It's really awesome that Marvel's back in full throttle now, because now, like, of course, we have Falcon and the Winter Soldier coming out on March, is it 19th? Yeah, March 19th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we also have Black Widow in May. Like, we've kind of forgotten about that movie. So Black Widow's coming back on, I'm pretty sure it's May 1st. It's 5/1/2021 is when it comes out.
I really love how, like, instead of doing movies, they're kind of into TV shows.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I don't know why, because, I mean, as much as I love watching movies in sections, I like having whole stories in shorter amounts of time, you know?
Yeah.
Because a movie's, like, a long time to sit through, so it's really nice to have TV shows. But then, like, every Friday, me and my brother would, like, get up early.
We went to watch WandaVision in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was a really fun show. So I think it's gonna be super awesome. Winter Soldier's gonna be great. Loki's gonna be awesome too.
I cannot wait for Loki.
I know. It's gonna be such a cool show. All right, you guys have anything else you want to say?
Nothing I can think of.
What do you guys think of? So first off, before I say this, have all of you watched the two ending credit scenes?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about the very last one? Where Billy and Tom are yelling out, help mom, please.
Yeah, it's like got that cabin thing.
You think the Hex is yelling at her again? Like,
I do. Okay, so.
It could be, but it also could be, because she was turning through the pages, it probably, and like the pages I mentioned, Mephisto, and because in the comics, Billy and Tommy are parts of Mephisto's soul and stuff.
Right. Yeah, so. Okay, well, one, that's a lot of stuff that I don't understand, because I'm not that into the Marvel universe. But two, I really get that, because there's no way they can end it there. There is
of course.
In any sort of situation that they would leave us with Tommy and Billy dead.
Of course. No, they would have to come back either in whatever next movie WandaVision is going to be in, Multiverse of Madness, or potentially even like a cameo in the next Spider-Man movie.
Yeah,
exactly. So they're definitely going to find a way to sneak in little Easter eggs in the next few shows about what's happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think she's going to find a way to bring at least her children back.
And was she starting like the book that Agnes?
Yes, it was that
Agatha. It was that was the book. What is it called? Is it like the Darkhold or something?
Yeah.
It has a really cool name to it. Yeah. I think that, it's going to be really cool. Yeah. And I think that also says Mephisto. And once you kind of think about it, like, it feels like Wanda would make, or kind of that story would make much more of a difference in Loki than Falcon and Winter Soldier for some reason.
Yeah, because Loki's kind of, like, mischievous, but in the, like, the witchcraft sort of
way. Yeah, and it turns out that Loki is going to be a lot like WandaVision, where you have to work out the story as the show goes on. Like, it starts off super mysterious and stuff.
Mm. I kind of like those, because then it makes you, like, think even after the show's done.
Yeah, exactly. It was a really... And if Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Loki are anything like WandaVision was...
They're gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be so good. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for that. Alright. So, yeah. Anything else?
No, that was pretty much it.
Alright, thanks.
Well, cool.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Happy birthday.
All right. It's loud. I know. Turn it down. All right. There we go. We comfy? Good. That was really cool. I don't know why. I love talking with other people about it. It seems it makes it feel more, like, interactive and everything. And I don't know. That's pretty cool. But guys, before we leave today and wrap up 15 episodes of the series, that's crazy, we're going to read a little article on Marvel.com. I'll put this as the fifth link, okay? So first is our website. Number two is the next live stream on March 20th. Number three is going to be DMP with my sister. Number four is going to be the DBNH talk show, because they were in today's episode. And then number five is this, if you want to follow along. So, Anthony Mackie on his next chapter as Falcon. The Marvel Studios star talks to Variety about Sam Wilson's journey, Cap Shield, and more. Here we go. I'll start there. We're officially 2 weeks away from the premiere of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which sees the return of two of the MCU heroes, Sam Wilson, Falcon, and Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier. In the six-episode series, the pair, who came together in the final moments of Avengers Endgame, team up on a global adventure that tests their abilities and their patience. Directed by Fun Director and Malcolm Spellman serving as a head writer, the series also stars Daniel Brühl as Zemo, Baron Zemo, Emily Van Kamp as Sharon Carter, and Watt Russell as John Walker. Speaking to Variety, Anthony Mackie, who has joined the MCU with Marvel Studios' Captain America the Winter Soldier, shared some insight on helming his own Marvel Studios series. I was really surprised and affected by the idea of possibly getting the shield and becoming Captain America. Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige shed light on how Disney Plus presented the right opportunity to tell his story. Suddenly, what had been a classic passing of the torch from one hero to another at the end of Endgame became an opening up of our potential to tell an entire story about that. What does it really mean for somebody to step into those shoes, and not just somebody, but a black man in the present day, said Feige to Variety. Sam Wilson played by Mackie, is different than Thor or Black Panther, because he's not from another planet or a king from another country, continued Feige. He's an African-American man. He's got experience in the military and doing grief counseling with soldiers who have PTSD. But where did he grow up? Who's his family? Mackie was excited to dig into it as this man, this black man in particular, in the Marvel version of the world outside our window. What makes Sam Wilson's story worth telling? I'm basically the eyes and ears of the audience. If you were put in that position where you could go out and fight alongside superheroes, noted Mackie, it has a really nice quality to him, that he's a regular guy who can go out there and do special things. And what does the man who passed the torch has to say? Chris Evans, who played Steve Rogers, Captain America, explained his role within the Marvel Universe has answered the call to action time and time again. He's proven his courage, loyalty, and reliability over multiple films. Sam has given so much, and he's also lost a lot too. Oh my goodness. He believes in something bigger than himself, and that type of humility is necessary to carry the shield. For more on the series, Mackie's approach in collaborating and learning from the late Chadwick Boseman, Samuel Jackson, Morgan Freeman, and more, head over to the latest cover story of Variety. Stay tuned to Marvel for more details. Be sure to check, follow, B Talks. We don't have anything. But anyway, yeah, that's that. That show's going to be awesome. I'm super excited. Again, you've heard me say this, but if that's anything like what the show has been, if like Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Loki or anything like WandaVision, we are in for a treat of a year, guys. All right, it's gonna wrap it up. I had a lot of fun recording it. Hope you guys enjoyed. But if you'd like to take a little bit of time out of your day to visit my very own BTOX website, it'll be the top link in the description of this episode. Funny, on that note, talking about links and descriptions, the second link in the description is the link to my upcoming live stream on March 20th at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. It'd be really cool if you tune into one of those, guys, really quick. The first, if you listen to the live stream behind or if you listen to it live, it was bad, okay? I can admit that. It was pretty obvious. It was not good. But it was the first time. Now I'm going to know what I'm doing, and it'll be much better moving on, all right? Thank you very much. I feel like I had to say that. I host another podcast with my sister about our favorite TV show, The Office, called the Dunder Mifflin Podcast. The cool thing is our show is not a rewatch podcast, so every week you'll hear a brand new and intriguing topic of The Office that you've never heard before. That will be link number 3. And without further ado, I hope you have a safe and amazing rest of your day. And what I love to say is don't forget to be awesome. Love you all, and I'll see you all in the very next episode. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen anywhere you want easily and for free. Thank you and have a nice day.